Well, dear students, maybe you've taken a look at what stocks can do over 88 years for us, but most of us don't have an 88-year time frame. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at stock investing over 30 years, 40 years, and see what kind of wealth we can accumulate during our working years if we start early and are prudent, consistent, long-term oriented investors. Okay, now we're going to use a mutual fund. Why? Because it just is much easier. Okay, most people don't spend the time necessary to research all the companies that they might want to invest in. There are thousands of companies. Take Business 123. Okay, Introduction to Investments. Anyway, let's start with $100 per month for 30 years. Now we're going to use a very generic. I didn't mean to do that. I have them all queued up on the hard drive because it just looks a little bit better. So we're going to do $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then this is the best part, $100 a month for 40 years, but every year we'll just increase it by $10. So $100 a month for the first year, then $110 for the second year, $120, two fewer trips. Actually now, one trip to $10, it's gone up from $5 to $10. Well, it's almost like $8, right? Starbucks, I'm sorry, whatever, it's $10 for some people. And then we're going to go back and thwack that life insurance company, not for the last time, big jerks. And this is a very generic mutual fund that invests in stocks called the Growth Fund of America. It's been around for decades. So let's minimize this and take a look at the... Take a look at these things on the hard drive because they look better on the hard drive. So this is called a hypothetical illustration. And these have to be vetted with all kinds of warnings on them. I'll show you. Here they are. Come down here. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not indicative of future results in future periods. Current and future results may be lower or higher than those shown. Prices and returns will vary, so investors may lose money. Does anybody actually read this stuff? No, nobody reads it, but the lawyers tell us that they have to be there. And so it's all in the fine print that nobody read, and you just click here or tap here to say you've read it. And so it's the Growth Fund of America. It's started, actually, it predates 1973, but that's when another company took it over. Okay, so go back, and here's more stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid. You can lose money. And finally, we get to the good stuff. We start back in 1993, and we're going to put $100 a month away. And these have the A shares. And if you wait till we get to mutual funds, you'll learn about how they charge you. Okay, so you pay a upfront commission. There are ones that don't pay an upfront commission, but they can wind up costing you more over the long term. Yeah, because they charge a bunch every year. But anyway, we started in 1993, and the stock market went in two directions in the 1990s, up and way up. And so by 2000, we had $22,000, right? Not bad. And then 2 years later, we had 17. But that's what stock investing is like, dear students. It's an up and down game. And notice they said you may lose, you will lose money. You know that's going to happen. You just don't know when, and you don't know how much. But here, by 2008, we had almost 44,000. And then, I'm sorry, 2007, again in 2007. In 2008, the bolt of lightning from the sky, it went down to 27,000. But as long as we held on by 2010, we had come back, and then in the 2010s, the stock market, it went in two directions, up and way up, until finally at the end of 2021, we had $255,000. Not bad. And then 2022 came along, and the growth stocks got hammered, and we went down from 255 to 178. And we've come back a little bit of 2023, the first quarter. But this is what it's going to be like. But look, folks, yes, can you put up with the volatility? Yes. you only put $36,000 away over 30 years, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's what some people pay for a car now. And the car is not good for 30 years. The car is gone in 10 years, or not worth much in 10 years. And so we received a annual rate of return of 9.76%. Remember we tell people 8, 9, 10%? Not bad, considering it had one of the worst bear markets in the, well, since the Great Depression in 2008. And sure enough, we've held on and we've prospered. But let's take a look at the graph. We're just starting to see that exponential curve. Wee up in the air. But notice, bump, bump, bump a little bit. And that was a 2018 or so, right? Right at the end of 2018, the mark. It was Christmas Eve. The market fell pretty hard. But see, there's that wee up in the air, but bong. 2022 was very difficult for stock, growth stocks. Value stocks, as they're called, boring stocks. One of the stocks we look at in the worksheet is waste management. It actually did pretty well in 2022. And many people say that it's because growth stocks were just way overvalued. And I agree. Some of the growth stocks are way overvalued. Okay, so that was 30 years. I mean, not bad, you know. 36,000 becomes 200,000. Would you be happy with that? But we can do better. All we have to do is extend our time horizon by 10 years. Same, be afraid, be very afraid. You may lose money, you will lose money. You don't know how much, you don't know when. Prices and returns will vary. If a sales charge has been deducted, carefully assess the risk and risks. Be scared, be afraid, and be, stay away. Nobody reads it, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, you get to the point where people just don't even bother, right? They don't even bother reading it. Anyway, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. So now we're going to go back to 1983, when yours truly started teaching at Southwestern. Oh my goodness, I'm old. Anyway, so the stock market in the 1980s, with a couple of bumps, and then 1990s with no real bump, went in two directions, up and way up. And so at the end of 2000, we had 127,000, 128,000, and then 2 years later, we had 89,000. But we didn't give up. We kept putting the money away, and there in two, three years, we had recovered, and then the stock market went in two directions, up and way up, but just for a short time, 195,000 in 2007, 119,000. It's going to happen, folks. If you invest in stocks, there's going to be times when it's going to fall, so you don't panic. You just keep putting more money away, because when do you want to buy things? When they're on sale. Blah! And then after the great financial debacle of 2008-09, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up, and sure enough, we've put $48,000 in, which again is what people pay for a car now, which is used, you know, gone in less than 10 years sometimes, $728,000. But look what happened in 2022. 944, 728. Ooh, that hurt. It was even worse in the end of 2022. But you see why you don't want to jump out at the bottom? Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yes, it's too late to get out. And here are people, hear people saying, ooh, is it too late to get in? Yes, it's too late to get in. You want to just keep putting money away and forgetting about it. And sure enough, 38,000 became 729,000 almost at 10.95. Not bad. Better than what we expect. We get 8, 9, 10%. We're very, very happy. And sure enough, now we start to really see this exponential curve. This wee up in the air. But is it all wee up in the air? No, there are significant bumps along the way. And that's what investing in stocks is like, dear students. So now, would you be happy with that? Would you be happy turning $48,000 over 40 years? Remember, this is not just 1 year, folks. I mean, this is something that you've been putting in your 401k or your Roth IRA, whatever, and having, you know, $750,000. Well, dear students, let's see the best part. Here is the same hypothetical illustration. Be afraid, be very, very afraid. But in this case, what we're going to do, come on down, go faster, go faster, go faster, go faster, go faster. What we're going to do now is we're going to start with that same $100 a month, but every year we're going to increase it by $10 every 12 months on the first day of the month. So you understand? $100 a month for the first year, $1,200. Next year, $110 a month. One fewer trip to 10 bucks, Starbucks, given the current prices. And sure enough, we went in two directions in the 1980s, 1990s, up and way up. And in 2000, we had 191,000. And 2 years later, we had 136,000. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, we didn't panic, we just kept putting it away. And sure enough, we came back within a couple of years, bingo, we were higher than where we were. And then we saw the wonderful global financial crisis. We had, at the end of 2007, 310,000. And then, how would you like to lose over $100,000? But you didn't lose it, right? You understand? You just keep, you know going in, that stock investing is very volatile. Volatile is our fun favorite word for, I lost a lot of money. But what did you hear people say here? Ooh, is it too late to get in? Yes, it's too late to get in. And what did they say here? Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yeah. Just don't look at it. And so since the global financial crisis, since the Great Recession, growth stocks have been on a tear. And sure enough, by 2021, you had $1.6 million in your account, only to see it drop to 1.1, but coming back, and this is what stock investing is like. And because you've been increasing $10 every year, your monthly contribution every year, you wound up investing over $140,000. But that sounds like a lot of money, but over 40 years, it's not. Especially, it's nowhere near how much you're going to spend on cars, especially if you want a big money waster car. I'm sorry. Break my wallet car. Bring more wampum. Beautiful Mexican women. No, BMW, right, Bavarian Motorwerken. If you want a very expensive car, you're going to wind up spending a whole lot more than $140. I just can't believe that people are spending $1,000 a month on their car. It's just, but that's their money. What are you going to do? And sure enough, $1.26 million. Would you be happy with that? I hope so. And of course, if you put away more, you're going to get more. And let's take a look at the graph. And we're going to see that same exponential wee up in the air with the bumps along the way. Now, do you remember that life insurance policy that guaranteed, oh boy, us to actually lose money? We put in $21,600 over 30 years, and we wind up with $17,555. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to put $60 a month just to show you how ugly life insurance policies are as investments. And remember, I'm a life insurance agent as well as a stockbroker, so I'm going to tell you the truth, all right? I don't sell these things. I wouldn't. They are odious. I like that word, odious. It means stinky. So here we do. We do $60 a month for 30 years, and we put in $21,600, but because this is actually a very good mutual fund, by the way, the Growth Fund of America, and don't worry, I don't get any kickback or something if you buy it. $118,000 as opposed to $17,555 or whatever it is. Yeah, and we get 9.75%. I mean, if you put in $21,600 and you have less, that's not a positive return on your money. But you got $50,000 life insurance. He didn't need it. He didn't have kids. Ridiculous. And so we see the graph. We don't really get to see much of the whoosh up in the air because it's just not that much money, but we start to see the whoosh up in the air. Cool? Okay. So this is stock investing. It's volatile, but it can be if we are prudent, long-term oriented investors, or we invest in a mutual fund that has the same, you know, qualities and has done well. And we'll discuss mutual funds more in detail when we get to chapter 14. They can build substantial wealth. Now, we're also going to take a look at bonds. I'm sorry. We're going to look at bonds in our next presentation. And we're going to see that bonds don't give us that growth they're going to do better than the life insurance company, but they're not, over the long term, going to do as well as stocks. They have to do poorer than stocks. And we're not allowed to actually say that, right? Because there are times when stocks have been clobbered by bonds over, you know, significant periods of time, 10 years or more. But over the long sweep of time, unless the world ends, stocks have to do better, dear students. It just, and we get into why in Introduction to Investments. So questions, thoughts, ideas. Do you want to see any other illustrations? Remember, I can talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So give me a chime. Dear students, we're so proud of you. Think of how much you've learned. You are awesome.